This is Ozarks at Large. This week and beyond, we're featuring undergraduate research at the University of Arkansas. Nearly 90 students earlier this year learned that they had been awarded SURF grants. SURF stands for Student Undergraduate Research Fellowship. The first two student interviews in this series took place in the offices of the students' faculty advisors. For an interview with Luke Knox, an Honors College art student, the interview took place at his apartment.
This is a work in progress, and it's a wire sculpture. You know, I was doing some free associating, thinking about different ideas and different occurrences throughout history, and then throughout kind of our modern contemporary sense of understanding nature.
Luke's living room, just across the street from campus, serves as a studio. His senior thesis is a bit different than many others. It's three-dimensional. He's exploring the relationship between man, animals, and myth, taking cues from sources as different as Aesop, Joseph Campbell, and art historian Abby Warburg. He's using materials like wood and baling wire to fashion his work. Animals seen one way with the naked eye, and maybe a slightly different way after some inspection.
Artistically speaking, the baling wire acts as a really fluid, almost gestural line, and that's my emphasis. So I'm kind of innately attracted to baling wire as a medium with sculpture, and then every piece that's inside of it is eventually going to have some sort of connection to this Roman pastoral ideal, and this I'm thinking of tying in ideas of colonialism into this piece, and the piece in itself is going to hit on a lot of different subjects. Maybe not all of them are going to be recognized right off the bat, but upon explanation, they might.
Luke Knox's enthusiasm for his work is palpable. Spend any amount of time with him, and you can't wait to see how his work will appear when finished. Appropriate, then, that his faculty advising for the thesis is coming from Kristen Musnug, a professor in the University of Arkansas Art Department. Luke first took a class taught by Kristen, experimental drawing, in 2009.
I remember us getting sort of both excited about like these geeky aspects of making art materials that semester, that you guys got interested in making paper, and so I learned how to make paper, and most of the students weren't that interested in it, but you like really were, and then we were making ink out of walnuts and pokeberries, and I don't even remember what all we did.
I remember whenever I first got into her class, I was interested in what I was doing, but I wasn't really that engaged until I realized that there was this entire universe of art that I hadn't really explored. And I think Kristen really introduced me to all that.
Though Luke's thesis might not be contained exclusively in a research paper or an academic journal, there is still a basic question at the root of what he's doing. Why? Knox says if you think about it, there's no easy, logical reason to do what he's trying to do. But he says he thinks art is an excellent way to examine something you might not otherwise think about in a way you might not have considered.
You know, someone would ask me, why do I do this? Or why does anybody do it for that matter? And I think that let me put it like this. If you try and explore something through art, you know, over a matter of time in creating that artwork, you will eventually come to a point where you understand everything, but everything that's connected to that thing too, in a very strange sense. But it kind of works in a strange sense.
And unlike many other senior projects, Luke's will be very public. An exhibition is scheduled for December. Senior projects in science, agriculture, or history may be read or seen mostly by people interested in that discipline. A public art exhibit, though, can be seen by anybody. And that means a project that Luke has toiled over, literally lost sleep over, may be viewed and evaluated by some for just 5 seconds before moving on.
I'm glad they gave it 5 seconds. So, I think that it's, in a sense, it's a really personal thing for me to explore this. Because, you know, I'm trying to learn this thing on my own. This is essentially a research project. So basically, I'm trying to learn everything I can about this. And, you know, maybe I might not hit the nail on the head this time, but if I pursue it later on, I feel like this is a pretty good start. And I think that if people look at it and they don't, you know, recognize, oh, that's baling wire. He's obviously referencing a pastoral element and this, you know, whatever. But he or she will at least stop, and it'll at least arise a question, you know. And that's a lot of what Kristen says. You know, you kind of, whenever you make a piece of art, you develop a mystery or something behind it where people at least will question it.
Luke Knox says Kristen Musnug's advice has been valuable. She's pushed him to consider the unifying concept behind his work. She says the best lessons learned in art are the same best lessons learned in any other subject.
It's about things that can't be communicated in words. So it's something that you can't get anywhere else. And I mean, you have to give yourself over to the experience. It's not going to be like a billboard that just announces itself without a little input on your part. But when it does work, it's this amazingly profound form of communication with, you know, the artist might have died 500 years ago, and yet there you are kind of looking at the world through their eyes. And it's, you know, it's great.
And Luke Knox seems to concur. Much as earlier students in this series are creating research that will be used by other people later, Luke says his artwork is for other people. But what he figures out along the way is much more personal.
I think that the product is for other people, but the process is definitely for me. Because I mean, ever since I started this, I see the world in a completely different way. I mean, I see the world as more of like a possibility of either learning, or I could find, you know, some object to incorporate in something, and then that right there could inspire another connection I can make.
Luke Knox is an Honors College student studying art in the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas. Our series on undergraduate research at the University of Arkansas will continue the week after next with three more students and their faculty advisors profiled. This is Ozarks at Large.